continuing with the theme of providing letters to Z or about Z, this is a letter written by Professor Kiyoshi Izumi, addressed to Professor Richard Holmes, the University of Waterloo, September the 11th, 1986. Richard Holmes, Professor, Chairman, Academic Board, Independent Studies, University of Waterloo, Waterloo, Ontario, Canada. Dear Professor Holmes, regarding Z. Charnot, candidate for degree in Independent Studies. This is in response to your letter of August 14, 1986, with respect to the above-named person. First, I would like to recommend the degree level of 4 years. As for the basis for the evaluation of what he has accomplished, I must admit that I find it difficult, if not impossible, to separate my bias with what may be termed academic objectivity. However, this bias is founded on not a little professional and related experience in a number of areas of social concerns, and in particular the design of environments for human, humane purposes, with special reference to the less able, socially, psychologically, economically, etc., as determined by our societies, committees, and cultures. I might add that I am still involved in these experiences and in some related fields professionally, in many after-the-fact evaluative situations, with the hope that we can discover that essential knowledge before the fact or failure of dissatisfaction and even worsening the condition in similar future endeavors. This is the search for that kind of human information that results in designs, plans, policies, and programs that these would more experientially and humanely fulfill the intent and expectations. The above is hardly adequate to provide some inkling of the personal, professional bias as contextual and evaluative information, and it is a rather general statement of the perspective from which I evaluate Z. Charnot's independent study. His study somewhat parallels mine, conducted over the last 25 to 30 years, and which is still continuing. One can say his approach is more academic, and in my opinion, in keeping with what I consider the intentions of a university, no matter how institutionalized it is. My approach has been participatory and more directly experiential, with much less dependence on the literature and other macademicized approach to the discovery of knowledge of ourselves and as environment. The significance of his intent and the approach he has taken should not be underestimated, as the search for how we ought to know ourselves and as environment must transcend the limitations of the traditional and the exclusively dominating techniques of discovery of knowledge limited by paradigms and other kinds of arbitrary jurisdictions, the territorialization of knowledge, etc., and the exclusive and disintegrative semantic systems resulting in what I have called semantic imperialism and what a colleague in UNESCO labels linguistic tyranny. In fact, his approach is much more significant and currently appropriate in bridging the gap between the academic and experiential perspectives so necessary for the humane and ecologically effective application of discovered knowledge to the human and or non-human environments. I might note that his presentation this summer to our annual small but international conference on the concept of ecology of knowledge is a major contribution to the knowledge of knowledge, to epistemological ethics, that is, how we ought to know what contextually. His exploration is most important, for example, in other ways also, such as how to transfer and exchange the significance of data, information, and knowledge as the communication of contextual and evaluative data, information, and knowledge is becoming more and more difficult in a world which is not only increasing in numbers of people and knowledge quantitatively and to some degree qualitatively, but confounded by the continuing exponential proliferation of skills, roles, and responsibilities fragmentally and even isolation. This latter tendency continues paradoxically, ironically, and tragically, in spite of our growing understanding and appreciation of the ecological dynamics of our universe. Unless we address our knowledge of this universe ecologically, as Z. Charnot and too few are doing, more directly and transcendentally, the simple proliferation of the hyphenated disciplinary approach, as it is slowly being done in academia, which may be some contribution, will be or is too slow and too late to cope with the increasing problems faced by human beings individually and collectively. The further irony and difficulty is, of course, most of the important features and characteristics of what he is about defies the word signifier and indicator approach to communicating, and in this respect, as one of his supervisors, I have enjoyed the privilege of an exchange, of communing with him in some transcendental form beyond the usually accepted and recognized academic ways. This experience is no small part of the basis for evaluation of his study. I can be more specific with respect to the significance of his study by reference to some specific areas related to my professional involvement as a member of an advisory group on culture to UNESCO, or to, say, the design of a psychiatric hospital. But perhaps this would simply reinforce my prejudice with respect to the basis for evaluation. Hence, I shall briefly refer to one of his other projects, namely the production of food. What he has accomplished in this area, and what he is attempting to do further in this is so essential area of human and environmental survival is only possible if one approaches what knowledge we have of the organic universe so that it reveals those linkages which the fragmented and exclusive methods or techniques of discovery of knowledge cannot reveal. The possibility of producing food both orthomolecularly appropriate to human beings and simultaneously ecologically appropriate environmentally can only be done through the transcendent approach to the discovery, selection, verification, adjudication, transformation, and application of knowledge. In my opinion, he has gone much further than most, if not all, of those people that I personally know who are also involved in this quest of what is knowledge, how should we know it, etc., and the many problems of how to symbolize it for social purposes. I commend him to your accreditation board and hope that he will be encouraged further in his independent study academically, as in my 40-some years of professional and academic life, I have encountered too few of such persons. Yours sincerely, Kiyo Izumi, Professor.